As a hospice doctor, Sasha Bowers has been there at the very end of life for a lot of people. This exposure to the dying has given her a perspective on death that most people don't have. And she talked to WPLN's Emily Siner in our podcast, Movers and Thinkers, about what she's learned.
By the time a patient comes into contact with Sasha Bowers at a live hospice, that person already knows death is near. So Sasha's job is to figure out how they can live those last moments a little more fully.
And it could be, I just want to get out of this house and go to church. And so you think about, what can I do? What can I manage for this patient to make that goal happen? I can't make anything go away. I can't make anything better, but I can make you comfortable.
That comfort is physical, yes, but also mental. Sasha says patients and their families often feel anticipatory grief, the anxiety of waiting.
A lot of times they want to know when. When is it going to happen? And I can't give them a specific timeline. Our timeline usually goes down to ranges. You know, if you notice changes over the last months, they have months left of life. Changes over weeks, they have weeks. If you notice a change from day to day, they have days. And then you finally get to hours to days, where it's hard to pinpoint, but you know that there's changes that are happening so rapidly that they could go at any time.
It's fascinating to pull back the curtain on the process of dying, which feels like such a mystery. And I wonder, if Sasha is so behind the scenes on all this kind of stuff, does she have more insight than the rest of us into the biggest mystery of all?
What do you think happens after we die?
I think we go somewhere, because I've had patients that are lying in the bed. They're talking to people that are not there. They'll say a name of a family member that's already passed on and say that they're here. You know, to see someone who is already in their 80s or 90s and to hear them say, "Mama," you know, that's who's waiting for them. I've seen people raise their arms up like they're ready to go up. I've seen people climb imaginary ladders, and you can't see that same common theme so many times and not think that there's something else.
She says it's not a matter of faith or religion. To her, what she's seen as her patients near the end of life makes her believe in something after death. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.
Hear more about demystifying death in the latest episode of Movers and Thinkers, which you can find on any podcasting app or at podcasts.wpln.org.